I guess tell me what your what the biggest takeaway you had from this recent survey, this recent research report that you did on the value of different news stories.
The biggest takeaway for us, I mean, we look at our analytics reports daily, I mean, almost hourly, really closely, and we started to notice the trend in terms of what kinds of content was performing really well. So we thought, let's initiate this study and see what we get over a longer period of time. And we started to see stories that might surprise most people who are really oriented around page view journalism. The topics that perform well aren't necessarily the ones that are driving huge amounts of page views from the general perception of what performs well in terms of strictly page views. Like, which is to say, the stories that you often see in the most popular widget on the homepage of a news site aren't necessarily the ones that are driving the most revenue in the background.
Right. And that was something that, I guess, kind of went against a lot of the conventional wisdom of people who felt like, you know, it's all about page views and places like Gawker where they pay for page views, they pay the writers for page views and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, there tends to be, we're all sort of getting up, I mean, speaking as someone who's coming from a newsroom, I think a lot of newsrooms are getting up to speed around the idea of performance journalism. What analytics matter, what metrics matter, and I think you've seen in recent years that there's a single metric that a lot of news sites are using, which is truly page views. There are lots of other metrics that we could be looking at here that are of value, and in a time when newsrooms are struggling and there are limited resources, revenue matters. So that's something that we work and think really long and hard about here at Perfect Market is what can we do to improve optimization on news sites to drive more revenue and more value from content that's already there.
Right. So explain to me how, in your research, how do you measure the value of each page? Is it money that's coming in from display ads or contextual text ads, or how do you exactly find that or gauge that?
So we think of the Vault Index as indicative of both how the content is performing in the display marketplace and in the contextual ad search marketplace. So we're looking at revenue across the board, and we have very specific analytics around how a piece of content is performing in the search marketplace. But we see developments in both search and display that are moving much more toward contextual advertising. So it's an area that newsrooms need to be thinking about more aggressively.
So how does that work exactly? I mean, are you able to see what each do you have to have insight into what the publisher is charging for those ads?
Nope. We ingest newsroom content. We host and manage that content, and we watch the performance on internal with internal revenue tools and dashboards. So revenue data comes from the representative papers, and we have insights and averages into those metrics.
Okay. So it has to be basically someone that's a client of yours that you're working with to get that insight.
Yes, but we do feel that because we're working with such a large number of publishers, we've got 15.5 million pages at this point, and we're working with almost 34 news sites, that this is a pretty good representative sample of at least the U.S. national news marketplace.
Right. And now, I'd heard before or read previously that a lot of what you had been working on was archives for newspapers. Is that still something that you work on, or is that just a portion of what you look at?
No, absolutely. We absolutely look at archives. I mean, one of the interesting things is, I think a lot of us who come from print backgrounds think of news as having just a one day value. After one day, it's fish wrap. But online, when you're looking at news archives, you can see their performance over long periods of time. So each article that you write has a lifetime value, and that's what's really exciting about this. I think newsrooms can start to think about the investments they're making in each story and how that'll perform over a longer period of time with the right analytics and optimization tools.
And do you think that their view, the publisher's view on archives, has changed? Because for a long time, they wanted to charge per article or like monthly access to archives. Do you think that that's changing? Do you try to give them a different view on archives as far as pay goes?
I think that they're more open now to new revenue streams and experimenting with new ideas. I think, you know, we're working with one noted publisher who has said that content was really sitting dormant until we sort of gave it a depth charge with optimization and analytics and got it out there and competing on the SERPs and driving traffic to it. So there are archival news sites out there that are lying dormant, but aggressive publishers who are really interested in driving more revenue from the content they already have can be looking at new ways to experiment with alternative revenue streams.
And so when you say dormant, you're talking about content that's behind paywalls?
A combination of things. Perhaps it's behind a paywall and a user isn't willing to pay that amount to go in and access a news story, or perhaps it's out online, but it hasn't been paid much attention to over time, and it's no longer really ranking, it can just be further optimized than it already is today. So dormant means it's been out there, but it's just not seeing much traction, either because it's locked away or because it's not optimized for search.
Got it. So. And we're in looking at your index, were there topics that kind of surprised you or jumped out that you didn't consider or you didn't think would be as valuable as they were?
I think the whole list was surprising to us. We are so sort of immersed in celebrity scandals and, you know, political scandals, sports infidelities. When you really start drilling into this list and seeing that the issues that matter to people online are the same issues that affect policy, that affect their purse strings or the pocketbook, these are all issues that really matter to us, and they also are driving revenue for publishers. I think it's just a very exciting.
Do you think it might change the behavior and the way publishers work if they realize they can get more value out of these kinds of stories?
I absolutely hope so. I mean, I think it helps in a time when newsrooms have limited resources, limited staff. I think, you know, we need to think smarter about how we're allocating those resources. And if we have more insight into what's performing well in terms of revenue and in terms of engagement, that can provide a lot of insight into really meaningful business and editorial issues in the newsroom and how to allocate staff.
A lot of people have talked about that there are certain controversial topics about politics or disasters that happen where it's just very difficult, if not impossible, to monetize those topics. Is that still the case?
We've actually seen crime stories perform. Politics do have ads. I mean, the ad, right now, the ad marketplace for politics is through the roof prior to November 2nd.
Right.
Those stories are monetizing really well. Even mortgage rate stories have bank offers, right? So, I mean, one of the things that's exciting about this is that there really is a vibrant marketplace here that newsrooms can tap into. And there are all kinds of advertisers out there who can support this kind of journalism. And I think that's really good news for newsrooms.
But I guess on the subject of the more taboo topics, like let's say someone committed suicide or there was a fire that wiped out a neighborhood, it seems like there are still some topics that have that kind of taboo when it comes to putting ads next to the content. I mean, do you think that's changing?
I don't know if I can speak to it. I mean, that's not most of what this list speaks to. I think that's an internal editorial decision. you know, when we see a murder story on the top 10, it may not have ads because there are maybe ad blockers on it, or
right.
You know, it may top the traffic list, but it might not top the revenue list.
Right, and there's always the instance where, you know, it's a murder story, and there's ads for guns or something, or, you know, something that's just very inappropriate to an editor.
Yeah, absolutely. And newsrooms are very cognizant of that. They know there are certain thresholds and blockers that we can put on any kind of content to make sure that it's appropriate. And I think the savvier newsrooms are very aware of